That point about keeping the human in the loop, I know we're not just here to talk about defence, but it's a strong part of what we're doing with, you know, every industry covered, but that human in the loop, particularly in the defence sector, we've made an open statement as a society and the West that we're always going to keep that human in the loop. But we know that other countries aren't necessarily quite so worried about that. And in fact, even one of, you know, NATO allies, I know Turkey have a drone system that has been deployed where that human isn't in the loop and it's gone kinetic. So what are the ethical challenges for us with that? We're maintaining the ethical high ground and this standard. How do we compete?
If I may, an interesting position was set out by a UK minister about 10 or more years ago in Parliament. And the wording is fairly accurately along the lines of the UK does not intend to develop and deploy a fully autonomous weapon system. And it sounds like a noble phrase and it sounds persuasive, but I do linguistic analysis as a little bit on the side. The word fully in that sentence, fully autonomous system, practically gives carte blanche to do anything. Because what is fully autonomous? Is it human equivalent in every form? Because that, I have an 18-month-old grandson who is learning some things quicker than the best computers in the world at the moment to do with visual perception and things. Now, the computers are improving, the AI is improving, but in terms of what is fully autonomous, I don't think our position nationally is as noble as it seems at first glance. And I'm not sure it should be either, because one of the strongest principles of self-defense, of just war, for thousands of years has been the right to self-defense. And if a potential adversary is developing AI and autonomous systems, weapon systems, at a level that humans cannot normally interact and intercept and defeat, then there is an imperative to create a defensive system that can at least match that, as a minimum.